The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are here on this hump day, Wednesday on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. The Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9829. For those of you who want to take advantage of our 10% off on some of our products, the most loved ones on the Power Mall. In the health category, because now we can move on to that, because we're going to be bringing on Pastor Jim Staley on at the bottom of the hour, allegedly. Turf troubles, by the way. There is a study now finding that the alarming rate of PFAS contamination in young athletes is huge. Exercise is extremely important for every stage of life, and organized sports teams a great way to build camaraderie and team spirit while getting the critical physical activity everybody needs, youth sports in particular, huge community events as well. Many kids have the opportunity to play in beautiful grass fields, particularly in cities. The turf these children play on is artificial. A new study discovered the plastic and fiberglass turf used in youth athletic fields releases PFASs onto the player's skin. PFAS is known as per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, are recognized as endocrine disruptors. Isn't that wonderful? Studies have linked PFASs to various health issues, including cancer, reproductive problems, and other health complications, especially when exposure starts during childhood. And you got to wonder about the convenience and what these people were told when they put that plastic and fiberglass turf down on those athletic fields. Well, the maintenance will be non-existent. You don't have to worry about the maintenance. You know, it's like having artificial grass. The convenience of never having to mow, but yet look what you got. Oh, yeah, let's go outside in our bare feet and earth. Why don't you? No, it's not supposed to be on plastic and fiberglass turf, folks. Supposed to be on natural ground. And yes, you do have to mow that. You can now enjoy those eggs left over from Easter weekend. A new study presented at the American College of Cardiology's annual scientific session suggests that eggs aren't the villain in heart disease, and they may actually improve cardiovascular fitness. In fact, people who ate 12 or more fortified eggs enriched with nutrients such as omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, and selenium each week for 4 months had no significant differences in their cholesterol levels than participants who ate fewer than 2 eggs a week. This is true even though the participants were all at high risk of heart disease, according to the study. A simple egg has about 6 grams of protein with all 9 essential amino acids. Eggs also contain vitamins A and D, iron, choline, and other nutrients. They're rich in lutein and zeaxanthin. Try to get that out. Not happening. 2 antioxidants that benefit eye health. Should have gone there. Zeaxanthin. Let's do that. How about that? Yeah, I'm sitting there thinking about, you know, how about a little egg? The incredible edible egg. Remember all that? The American Heart Association first recommended limiting egg consumption to reduce the risk of heart disease. Oh, they got all these milligrams of cholesterol in egg yolks, and more than half the recommended daily. And here's the other thing. Eggland's Best funded a prosperity trial affirming eggs are fine foods for heart health. See, you find out how they're connected. I still am in favor. You know, there's a link between saturated fat and heart disease, says USA Today. And what do they know? They had to rely on the same stuff that we're reading about. Cooking eggs alongside bacon and sausage and slathering on the butter or cheese may indeed increase your heart health risk. Instead, serve the eggs boiled, poached, fried, or scrambled in a little oil alongside heart-healthy vegetables, whole grains, and lean protein. As always, check with your doctor if eating eggs is right for your cardiovascular health. And what do you think your doctor's going to tell you? Do you trust your doctor? Really? Hey, doc, do you eat eggs? How many eggs a week do you eat? Do you eat anything? Hey, doc, what do you eat? Yeah, what do you eat? Did you take the jab, doc? Did you? And you want me to take it? Really? And you want to check with your doctor if eating eggs is right for your cardiovascular health? Yeah, I like eggs. I like raising my own eggs. I like having my own hens. Yeah, I don't like going to the store because you don't know what's in those eggs. You don't know where they came from. They may say Eggland's Best or whatever the case may be. You don't know that. Eggland's Best, they paid for the study. Well, what kind of results you think you're going to get? Same as the Pfizer shot. Pfizer pays for stuff, right? What do you think you're going to get? American Journal of Clinical Nutrition showed people who were free from heart disease and diabetes who routinely ate eggs had a lower risk of death from stroke and heart disease compared to those who did not. So what's the difference? Oh, check with your doctor. Yeah, breathing causes cancer too, right? I'm being sarcastic. 6 minutes after the hour, for those of you getting after it, that's the old saying in Texas, right? A statewide emergency has been declared in Indiana. No, not because of the Indy 500, but because of this solar eclipse. Because everybody wants to go there because Indianapolis is right in the path of totality. Yep. Indiana includes some of the best locations in the U.S. to see the eclipse. And so the massive number of people going to the state of Indiana, the Hoosier state, may well stress and interfere with first responder and public safety communications and emergency response systems such that a technological or other emergency may occur. Yeah, we're taking no chances. Yeah. Call out the National Guard. Yeah. Oh, they are in some cities. Seriously. But what do you think is going to happen? All the solar eclipse worshipers are going to get out and worship Baal or whatever the case may be. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Maybe Pastor Jim Staley has some thoughts on that. The phone lines are always open. You're welcome to call when he's on. He's got some interesting predictions out there. For those of you revelation seekers, a study has found a gene variant involved in left-handedness. All right, are you southpaws out there? This is a trait shared by roughly 10% of the people. And you ask yourself, why are some people left-handed while most are righties? That's an area of active research. A new study sheds light on the genetic component of left-handedness in some people. No, it's got nothing to do with the old saying about the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. That's U.S. government, all right? Researchers identified rare variants of a gene involved in controlling the shape of cells, found them to be 2.7 times more common in left-handed people. While these genetic variants account for only a tiny fraction, perhaps 0.1% of left-handedness, the researcher said the study shows this gene called TUB4B may play a role in the development of the brain asymmetry that underlies a determination of a dominant hand. Huh. Left-handedness. There you go. It's always a study for something, right? Before, we were talking about eggs and a major U.S. egg producer. As a matter of fact, there's a bunch of them out there. They have detected bird flu in their population. Nearly 2 million chickens are about to be put to death. Calmaine Foods said yesterday it was depopulating 1.6 million laying hens and 33,700 pullets, which totals about 3.6% of its flocks after some of the birds at a facility in Palmer County, Texas, tested positive for H1N5, a strain of the highly pathogenic avian flu. Under federal rules aimed at stemming the spread of the disease, the infected flocks must be killed. Producer in Michigan also said some of its birds tested positive for the illness. The birds are being housed at a commercial facility in Ionia County, the first time birds in that county have tested positive at a commercial facility, according to Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. The number of impacted birds is the largest since December 7th of last year when an Ohio farm was forced to kill 2.6 million egg layers. According to the USDA, another non-backyard call this month involved 31,200 birds in South Dakota. Cal-Maine Foods had to kill 1.6% of its flock last year after the avian flu was detected at a Kansas facility. Numerous other companies across the country called millions of chickens in the last 2 years. Cal-Maine Foods is halting production at the facility in order to comply with the protocols from the department. Firm said it's working to secure eggs and meat from other facilities to minimize disruption to its customers, quote unquote. Well, this is why you have your own laying hens, folks. Then you don't have to worry about that. You're always going to have that incredible edible egg, right? And it's going to be healthier. Yep, and if you don't, there's somebody out there that's got a natural pasture-raised flock they don't feed garbage to, and they have eggs available, and you can buy them from them rather than go into the grocery store because you just don't know what you're going to get. And you're going to probably pay a little bit more at the farm, but hey, you're buying local, right? This is what you call establishing community. So, you know, if you're given a choice, buy local. Don't buy from the grocery store. Buy local. Buy from somebody that you know that farm raises these things, all right? In the COVID-related news, now I got a bone to pick with the Epoch Times. Why they ran this story is beyond me. You know how many people will take this study as truth and get boosted? Yeah. This article was talking about boosting. And when the news promotes COVID-19-related jabs, be wary. Shame on the media. They should know better. Oh, no. Though the news reports getting a COVID-19 booster shot and its timing may affect the frequency and type of symptoms and breakthrough SARS-CoV-2 infections. This is a recent study published in Vaccines. Of course. Who do you think put that there? Found that boosted individuals were significantly more likely to get nasal congestion and or a sore throat, but considerably less likely to experience body and muscle aches compared with those who were vaccinated but had not yet received a booster dose during the Omicron surge.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, additionally, the frequency of fever and cough symptoms was directly associated with increased time between vaccine doses. With each booster vax, the likelihood of having a fever and cough increased by 4.4% and 4.8% respectively. So then why did they run this story? Why was it in the Epoch Times? Why didn't somebody say, hey, this study here, maybe we need to call somebody else up, you know, like Peter McCullough or, you know, one of the other guys, the other gurus there in the anti-vax movement, and ask them, hey, what's in this article? What's your comment on this? Nope, they didn't do that. No, they went with the studies by Big Pharma and everybody else that supports it, and then went ahead and published it because there are people out there going to read it. Oh, I better go get my booster. Oh, my God, I better. I have too much time in between booster shots. I'll be like the guy in Germany that went and got, what, 217 booster shots? And now they want to see, well, gee, I wonder how long it's going to be before the guy croaks of a massive heart attack. Oh, give it time. It's got that garbage in it. You know they do. The boosters are there for a reason. Survival of the fittest. You Darwinists out there. Yeah, it's they're culling the herd, so to speak. As long as they're talking about killing chickens. Yeah, all those people out there scared. Oh, we better go get the booster shot or we're going to die of COVID. There are people out there that still think like that, folks. COVID subcommittee chair is asking a top science journal editors to testify in a relationship with the federal government. This is Brad Wenstrup, Republican congressman from Ohio, chair of the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, issuing letters to the editors of three major science journals, asking them to testify in the relationship between their publications and the feds. Wenstrup sent letters to the editors-in-chief of The Lancet, Science and Nature, science journals, requesting their testimony for hearing on April 16th, the day after tax day. The hearing will be entitled Academic Malpractice, Examining the Relationship Between Scientific Journals, the Government, and Peer Review. Now, should be interesting. What are they going to find out? Something most of us already know. These publications are gobbledygook So doctors can go, you need to take the jab. And you know about the pushback. Yet 220 million plus people got the jabs. Even less got the boosters. But the fact that they're still getting the boosters mean we have a bunch of government compliant people out there that don't understand what's happening to them until it does. They don't call it the kill switch for nothing. Phone lines are open, by the way, 844-769-2944. You listen to the prompts and press 1 to get in the studio to talk to us here. There is fan blowback on Louisiana State University, LSU, the Tigers, you know, the women's basketball. They apparently decided that they were not going to be on the floor for the national anthem prior to their highly anticipated Elite Eight tilt against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Now, LSU coach Kim Mulkey is trying to defend herself. And when trying to defend the indefensible, sometimes it's better to say, I have no excuse. In the post-game press conference following LSU's 94-87 defeat at the hands of rival Iowa, Kim Mulkey, the coach, was asked why her team was not on the floor for the entire or for the national anthem at all prior to their highly anticipated Elite Eight tilt against the Hawkeyes. Mulkey's answer, while it seems truthful, did not improve the situation. She says, honestly, I don't even know when the anthem was played. We kind of routine where we're done on the floor and then they come off at the 12-minute mark. I don't know. We come in, we do our pregame stuff. I'm sorry. Listen, that's nothing intentionally done. The Baton Rouge reporter said LSU is never on the court for the anthem. While Kim Mulkey no doubt believes her routine and holds it in a place of high importance, many ex-users were of the opinion her routine should take a back seat to the importance of showing respect for the national anthem. Iowa, on the other hand, was there, did stand respectfully for the national anthem. They, of course, advanced to the women's Final Four. LSU season is over, and now they'll have plenty of time to learn when the national anthem is played. That's in the category of cancel culture, don't you know? Cancel culture. See, this is the thing. People are paying attention now. They have a national anthem. Yeah. Oh, say, can you see my eyes? If you can, then my hair's too short. Yeah. No, not that national anthem. Anyway, they got all this time to spend on X, too. You see how this works? Everybody is so divisive now. People just can't seem to get their act together. They want to poke at everybody. This is just another excuse, another thing that we can point a finger at that says, see, America really is divided. America hates itself and everybody hates each other, except on this show. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, sir. Hey, I got to tell you this, Dave. Since you were hitting on the back, I was going to talk about this anyway, but I want you to know you got some awesome callers on this on your show. I just sit here sometimes and I just listen, and it's good to know the like-mindedness and the informed. There are a few informed people out here, but anyway, I got to tell you this. I had some relatives here over the past month, and I made it a point to turn your show on while they were here and make sure everybody could hear it.
Oh,
and
no. Them to... Okay, all right, what happened?
Yeah, I subjected him to this insanity, but what happened was now there's an older couple here. Like I said, the one person is a very respectable person, a retired Marine. But him and his wife have both been vaxxed and boosted, right? And you were talking about this a couple of days, and you have some callers talking about it. And he got a little upset, and he I want you to hear this now, Dave. According to him, people like you are over informed. So, and your callers, you all are over informed, okay?
Oh, that's a new term, over informed. But that sounds like most of our callers, Jeff. They're overinformed. In other words, they've been doing their homework like some of these other people have not. So would that mean because we're overinformed that they're underinformed?
Yeah, right, right. Well, let me tell you this, and then I'll get off here, Dave.
I love that being called over informed. I love it. I'll take that. I resemble that remark.
Keep that, Dave. Let everybody know that you're over informed from now on. But listen, Dave. They pulled up here. They had a little bit of a trip to get here. They live in the same state. But I want to tell you how bad their health is. Okay. The wife gets out of the vehicle and comes walking up and falls on the porch.
Oh no!
This is one of the ones that got vaccine boosted and it fell on the porch. So I don't know, man. It's how this day when you feel like you're talking to the wall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've talked about walking into a wall before. My own mother did that, walked right into a concrete pillar. She was looking backwards, not paying attention. It makes me wonder because, you know, here's the thing. I have seen some evidence out there, Jeff, and this is no laughing matter, and I hope you got good liability insurance for personal injury on your property. The thing is that people's peripheral vision is sometimes affected by long COVID and as a result of taking the jabs. And people are actually, their eyesight's affected, and it may have been that she fell on the porch and missed a step because mentally she's missing a step.
By design. Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's possible.
It's not a laughing matter. You're right. It is.
Well, I'm sure you saw that. I'm sure. You know, did you actually watch her wipe out?
Well, I wasn't. I think I was in the back room in another room when they pulled up, but I just was like, wow, you know, and I'm like, you know, if you guys can't see that there's something wrong, I mean, you know, if you can't see it, you're so blind, it's beyond belief. If you can't see that there's something wrong, you know?
Huh. Well, and so what did the husband do? The husband obviously helped her up, right?
Yeah, he helped her up, and then, thank goodness she wasn't hurt. She didn't have to go to the hospital, and she wasn't hurt because we got a driveway that's filled with rocks and stuff, so it could have been a lot worse. So thank God she didn't have to go to urgent care or anything. But Jeff, you said
they were in poor health, or they looked in poor health. What else did you notice about them?
Well, the thing is, it's like their health is not good to start with right now. They're a little older than me. I'm 62, but it's like they're deteriorating at a very rapid rate. She has a hard time getting around a lot, and she's got some other issues. He has just had some serious issues with his back and neck. They're on all kind of medication and it's just like they're breaking down really, really hard and fast.
Hmm. Well, Big Pharma is largely responsible for a lot of it. I remember when my mom was in hospice, and she was on 16 different prescribed medications, and they took her off all 16 medications and put her on Ativan, which is a thing you give somebody to take the stress away and the agitation of dying. And that when they took her off all 16 meds, Jeff, guess what? She got better. And they said, sorry, you're not dead yet.
Really?
You have to leave. We need that bed for somebody who's actually dying. And then gave me a bill for $625, you know? So, I mean, you know, this is the thing. Everybody's so reliant on Big Pharma, it's just crazy. And then of course we're overinformed. The thing is, when you put your faith in Big Pharma and the government, you know, you're going to be sadly disappointed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know what, Dave? It's amazing that, you know, I know you've been doing this show for a while, and I know you got to get frustrated sometimes because I know that when I talk to people a lot, it's almost like you get no feedback, you get no good response. It's like they're so in the dark, you know, and so ignorant to things, and you got the facts right there in front of you, just like you were talking about the Big Pharma and the way that that's going and the way they're pushing the stuff on us and the facts about the vax and all this other stuff. And it's like him sitting there saying, well, you know what, you're overinformed, you know, just to get the stupidest, ignorant responses from people. And it just, it's like the other calls said a little while ago, it's like a cartoon. That's a perfect way to describe the stuff. It's like a cartoon.
Well, Jeff, here again. I mean, he served in the Marines. Was he an officer or an NCO?
No, he's a retired master sergeant.
Okay, he's an NCO. All right, he works for a living. All right, so the thing is, being a master sergeant and NCO, all right, that's non-commissioned officer, folks, for those of you who don't know what NCO is, the circumstances are such that they are the grunts that are in the, you know, the down and dirty in the trenches. They're the ones that are basically overseeing the troops and whatnot. They have day-to-day activities. They're not like officers. So this is the thing. They have been working for the government for a number of years. And as I told you before, 90% of government employees, whether they're military or not, believe everything their government tells them. So the question I would have had for him was, now, why would you say that the show host is overinformed? I would have been asking, is that, I mean, where do you get the assessment from? I mean, what prompted you to say that and get a reaction out of him? Did that even come up?
Yeah, it did. I tried to go that way, he just wouldn't answer. He wouldn't answer me.
He shuts you down. There we go, Jeff. There you go. I'm not frustrated, Jeff. Yep, I'm not frustrated. I know you are, but I'm not frustrated. I get this.
Well, here's the thing, Dave. It's like you especially when you become a Christian and you get into the Word of God and you believe and you try to practice your faith with all of your heart. You know, it says right there that there's going to be confrontation. I mean, Christianity is a very confrontational, belief system. I mean, it's worth it, you know. In the end, it's going to be worth it. Eternity is right there for us, but it is very confrontational, and the way people react to things is just, it never ceases to amaze me. And I you know, the insanity of the stuff, you know. It's absolute insanity.
Yep. Well, I appreciate that, Jeff. And, just take a deep breath. We'll all be okay. Overinformed. I love it. Thanks for your call. We've got about a minute left before we go to break, and we're going to try to get a hold of Pastor Jim Staley and bring him on the line. There is a new study out that confirms that dogs really are man's best friend, believe it or not. The study involved, and this is funny, they had to go to South Korea to find that out. The dog participant was a 4-year-old female standard poodle with a compatible personality, fully trained in basic obedience, manners, aggression management, and sociability. And, of course, this article goes into details about participants feeling significantly less fatigued, depressed, and stressed after all 8 dog-related activities they did. In case you missed it category, actor and author Joe Flaherty is dead at 82. Most of you know him because he was the one who agitated Happy Gilmore on the golf course when he was trying to hit. Yeah, you're going to miss the shot, Gilmore. Yeah, he just passed away after suffering a brief illness at the age of 82. And we've included a map also about the 3-year population shift by county between April 1, 2020 and July 1st of 2023. When you look at that map by Reza Club, it will blow you away. You can see where everybody's moving to. Well, okay, we're at the bottom of the hour break here, and we're going to try to come back with Pastor Jim Staley after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
And we're back at 33 minutes after the hour here for our final segment of the Power Hour today. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. And of course, you know, we have April 8th is approaching. And there are people out there that have been paying very close attention to the goings-on. We've had Indiana so far declare a state of emergency, as well as the Canada side of Niagara Falls, because everybody wants to go see the solar eclipse and put on their glasses and look at one of these rare things that only happens every so often in one's lifetime. And there's other people like Pastor Jim Staley, who joins us now. He's the director of Passion for Truth Ministries with a master's in theology, currently pursuing his PhD. All that information piled higher and deeper, in addition to writing a book about a recent discovery that he made in Israel. And he founded Passion for Truth Ministries in 2008, devoting himself to sharing life-changing biblical insights with others around the globe. Started from modest beginnings in his basement in 2007, which led to a 55,000 square foot building. Wow. And you oversee 22 employees in a live stream watched by over 10,000 people a week. That's amazing. Welcome to the show, sir. Your volume, we seem to have a problem with the volume here.
Oh, there we go. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I was just sitting here watching you, you know. I'm glad we got you on there. So this, the Passion for Truth Ministries is just exploding.
Yeah, you know, we've had quite a fun run. You know, people are really interested. My whole background is really teaching people the front of the book, teaching Christians apologetically, where did you come from? And it all comes back to the first century in the Hebrew culture, not the Catholic culture, not the Roman culture, but the Hebrew culture. And so my whole bent is really helping people understand that culture and interpret the scriptures from the original author's perspective and learning all of these amazing things of God's prophetic calendar that we've never been taught. And people really want to hear it. And this whole solar eclipse thing has really just kind of kicked it into super high gear.
Well, I bet it has, you know, and then not to mention what happened in 325 AD at the Council of Nicaea, which I'm sure you teach that to everybody as well.
Just
I mean,
I've
spent a lot of time researching all of this and what Constantine did, you know, the Nicene Creed, you know, which a lot of Protestants recite, and I'm a poor, miserable sinner, and where's my cat of nine tails, said Martin Luther. So, you know, we just like, this is crazy. But see, the thing is, people are searching for the truth. We have a ton of truth seekers on this show, Pastor Jim. And so now April 8th marks some significant events that are going to take place. And I know everybody is glued to this show right now with bated breath, waiting to hear what you're going to tell us about the things, if you could, because I know we only have a certain amount of time here, the things that you see, first off, in the current events category that are going to happen on April 8th. Let's start with that.
Yeah, man, it's almost very difficult to even start because there's so much happening. I had to do two full documentary videos on the subject, one just on the solar eclipse because it's so prophetic. And it, historically, there's so many insane things that have happened when these have come across America, which we can talk about. And then a whole nother video of all the other things that are happening on April 8th, from NASA throwing up three shuttles and calling it after a Egyptian serpent deity, to CERN drawing up their Hadron Collider, trying to open up the time-space continuum and so they bring something from the other side, quote-unquote. There's so many crazy things happening. We don't want to scare people because as believers, we don't live by a spirit of fear. All we have to do is be in the will of God. But we also need to be over-informed, I think is important. We need to be definitely informed about what's about to happen. For sure. So wherever you want to start, we could talk about all the things that are happening or start with the solar eclipse. I'll let you as the host choose.
Well, no, I mean, the thing is that, you know, I know the Devil's Comet is coming and it happened 71 years ago. And we know that, I mean, that was the last solar eclipse, but in 1811 it showed up. And then 3 days later or three whatever months later, I think we had the New Madrid Fault.
Shook
the United States of America, and people are going, well, history repeats itself and the Devil's Comet is coming back. But see, the thing is that I know in your videos, you talked about wars and rumors of wars, and everybody immediately is going to run to the book of Revelation and start panicking and saying, oh, it's time. You better repent and put on your sackcloth and ashes. And oh my God, you know, like, no, look, if you are in the age of grace, which is what I believe we are in right now, you don't have a whole lot to worry about.
Yeah. I mean, look, here's the reality is that where all this started was in 2017, we had a solar eclipse come across America, starting in Salem, Oregon, going through seven Salems across the United States of America, exiting the Carolinas. And if your audience doesn't know why that's important, as kind of a guy that finds himself in ancient Paleo Hebrew, Salem is the ancient name of Jerusalem. It literally means shalom, right? And so it's connected to the word shalom. So to go through seven in a row is pretty significant. Then the apex of that 2017 eclipse just so happens to land over southern Illinois in a place called Little Egypt, right there between Devil's Kitchen Lake and Egypt Lake, of all things. You have Giant City National Park. And so it was a really big deal, although not a whole lot of people at the time understood the incredible significance. And then we had in 2023, we had another eclipse that came through the southwestern part of the United States and found its way over Texas. And its apex landed over a city called Jonah, which was fascinating. In 2024 now, we have another eclipse coming, total eclipse, over the entire United States, going from Mexico all the way up until the Northeast. What's fascinating about all of this is the apex of the 2024 eclipse, where the longest totality, where it's going to be totally dark, which is 4 minutes and I think 28 seconds, happens just coincidentally over the exact same apex as the 2017 eclipse, which is a mathematical impossibility. It's over the exact same place called Little Egypt. And when I zoomed in from Google Earth on this, I got on NASA's website. I mean, I dug, and zoom. I couldn't believe what I found. The actual X marks the spot is over a single road called Salem Road. And you cannot make this stuff up. And so what does this mean? Well, what's fascinating, when they watch the video, they'll see this. If you are a regular American, you don't know Hebrew or ancient Paleo Hebrew, I should say, you'd never see it. But the X that marks the spot, we would say, is an X. But in reality, in ancient Hebrew, it's the letter Tav. It's the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet. King David would have never seen an X. He didn't know English, right? He just said, oh, that's the Tav, which literally means the mark, or the mark of the covenant is what it means. And when you add the 2023 eclipse, it's a very clear Aleph. It's the first letter in the Hebrew alphabet, which means the strength of the leader. When you put Aleph and Tav together, it is the short name. It's the mark of the Messiah. It's the name of the Messiah. Yeshua said he's the Aleph and the Tav, what we call in Greek the Alpha and the Omega. And so the name of Christ is over the United States of America for the first time in American history. And it just so happens to be Xing over a place called Little Egypt. And get this, Dave, the last city that the eclipse goes through before it hits totality is Jacob City, before it goes into Little Egypt. And if you're Bible student viewers out there, or Bible students, they will know exactly what that means. Jacob was the one who went into Egypt with his people, 71, and came out by the millions. And so there is an extraordinary thing that is happening right now in the United States. And so when I saw that, I said, you know, I need to go back and find out what happened the last time these type of eclipses happened. And it's only happened 8 times in the history of the United States, and every single one of them brought war. The 1976 to 78, we had the War of Independence, and then we had in the 1800s, we also had the War of 1812. Then we had the Civil War all the way up until the Vietnam War. Every single time we had one of these major total eclipses come across the United States, there was either and or war or an earthquake. And like you said, and I'll hand it back over to you, but in 1811, the last time we ever had an X go across the United States, only been one other time, it was in 1811. It was in the northeastern part of the United States and near Lake Michigan. And 90 days later was the largest earthquake that the United States has ever seen. And then there was the War of 1812 just months later. So, and of course, I'm talking about what you mentioned, the New Madrid Fault Line, which caused the Mississippi River to go backwards. So is that going to happen again? Very small chance, but I believe there is something greater that's happening, a warning that God is putting into his people. Never in history did God say, if the Democrats would repent, if the liberals would repent, then he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent, then I'll come and hear their land. So there's a lot going on, and that's just with the solar eclipse.
It is. It's crazy. But see, the thing is that Little Egypt is very close to the New Madrid fault line, which is
over
something
the top
else.
Of it.
Yeah, I'm like, for gosh sakes, I mean, we're looking at something cataclysmic. If in fact, you know, people are just, I don't want them to freak out. But, you know, the thing is that there are, like you say, too many interesting coincidences here to ignore it. Just flat out ignore it. We just can't. Eric, you have a comment or a question for Pastor Jim Staley.
Oh, it might be a little off topic. You're talking about this exciting stuff, but what about, were you given a Scofield Reference Bible in Bible college? And I was just wondering if you had an opinion on the people that are occupying the nation of Israel now, if they're really the original Israelites, or is that some kind of offshoot? I know I'd heard that the Rothschilds had bought Jerusalem in like the 1838 or something like that. So I didn't know if you'd studied that area.
Oh, well, I appreciate your comment and your question there. Thanks for your call, Eric. Your comment, Pastor Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a great question, a little bit off topic, but still a fantastic question. So in Israel right now, what's really fascinating, I'm very connected with Israel over there and rabbis. I actually missed a call this morning I was supposed to have with a rabbi friend of mine over there. And we've had this conversation, and most of the Palestinians, if you understand the history, back in the 600s, when Israel became occupied and by the Muslim community, and that's where Islam really started in 610 AD, most of the people that got displaced from the 70 AD destruction of the temple, they never came back, but there was a remnant of Jewish people, the peasants, that stayed in the land of Israel. When Muhammad came along, it was either convert or die. So what a lot of history people don't understand is many of those Jewish people converted to Islam back then, and 90% of the Arabs that live in the land of Israel right now are actually Jewish descent, even though they might call themselves Palestinians or Arabs. And here's the crazy part. They know it. I know many of them, and they know their history. They know that they were originally Jews. So to answer your question, yes, I absolutely believe that the Jews that are there today are the descent of the Jewish people from the first century. And here is the proof of it to me. It's very simple. God is honoring that. The nation of Israel gets started exactly the way prophecy said. They're the ones that are in charge. They're the ones that will eventually build the third temple. And they're the ones that are occupying the land. So for us as believers, we don't actually even need to judge that, regardless of whether or not we believe that they're the actual Jews or not. They are the ones that will be ushering in the Messiah. They are there, and they're not going anywhere. And so that's the actual real question. Is God using them? And the answer is absolutely yes. There is under no circumstances going to be another group of people called, let's say, the native real Jews are going to come occupy and get rid of the current Jews. That's not going to happen. Messiah is going to come back to these people in this land, and that's where we'll end up ruling and reigning for 1,000 years.
Yeah, because, you know, the arguendo is the Khazarians and the Zionists and all these other people that, you know, this arguendo keeps coming up about, you know, people from Ukraine or, you know, these foreigners that call themselves Jews and they're not the real Jews. But they are literally in control of the government. I mean, where is Netanyahu in all this?
Well, you know,
you've studied him. I know you have. So,
yeah, for sure. I mean, here's the thing is that we got to be careful not to get caught up in geopolitics, because when you zoom in too far, you miss the greater picture. So the greater picture of prophecy says that in the land of Israel, there is going to be a sacrificial system started back up. There's going to be daily sacrifices from which the Antichrist gets revealed and stops the daily sacrifices, period. So in order to have daily sacrifices, you have to have a people group that is going to do that. Today, it's the Temple Institute. There are Levitical priests that have been literally born at home, never basically left their home. They've been prepared their entire lives into their young 20-year ages, just reading this morning. And they're ready. They have the red heifers ready to go. They will be the people group that are going to make the sacrifice of the red heifer, which will inaugurate a ritual purity over the land of Israel, or the temple area, I should say, and allow them to start those sacrifices. So it doesn't matter who Netanyahu is. It doesn't matter anything. The only thing that matters prophetically is there a people group that's going to fulfill this prophecy? They're there. They're operating. It's going to happen likely within the next 30 days.
All right. That's what we were wondering, because we have a lot of callers calling the show talking about the red heifer and what's going to happen with the sacrifice and all these things are going to happen. And it's like, okay, well, not to panic. You know, we're not involved here with the spirit of fear, but of sound mind. I mean, that's just the way it is in this day and age, folks. And then to make things worse because of the political divisiveness that's going on in this country. And then people, of course, are like, look, I'm just going to sit at home. I'm not going to vote. I'm going to wait for the second coming because it's going to be soon. We know not the day nor the hour. They obviously need to read Matthew 24 a little bit more.
Yes.
And understand what's going on, because it's God's time, not ours. And in the meantime, when all this stuff is going on, the government, United States government, people that are putting their faith in the U.S. government are going to be sorely disappointed, just like what happened on Easter Sunday when Mr. Mouth, with the mental acuity of office furniture, opened his mouth and decided to declare Easter Sunday as Transgender Day of Visibility. We knew there was going to be an apostasy, but wow, come on. What's your thought on that?
It is really out of control everywhere. Our government has an agenda. None of it surprises me because he's not supporting the left. he is the left. So he's doing what the bird does that has the kind of wings. It flies a certain way, and he's opening up his hand poker wise and showing us what cards he has. For me, I think it's an insult to over 65% of Americans for sure that do celebrate Easter and the resurrection of our Lord on that day. But at the same time, it's also a very good thing because it creates a great contrast. Even within the Democratic Party, many are very disappointed and shocked that he would have such little wisdom to pull something like that. So I think it's going to backfire on him on a political stage. But I think the greater thing for Christians around the world to pay attention to is that there is a calendar that we've never been taught that God is going by. And this calendar revolves around the ancient biblical feast days of the Lord. There's seven of them, and they're all prophetic about Christ. The first four in the spring are all about his first coming, and he just so happens to die on Passover, be put in the grave during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, getting sent out of everyone's house. He raises on first fruits. We think it's just Sunday morning. No, it happened to be the Feast of First Fruits. That's why he raised that day. And then the Holy Spirit comes down on Pentecost, right? Those were Jewish or biblical holidays forecasting the first coming. The second coming of Christ will happen exactly the same way. He will return exactly on the same that he came the first time in the fall. And so the verse you quoted, I believe, out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 is fascinating because we don't know the day or the hour, right? He comes as a thief in the night. But if we read the next verse, it says, brother, you're not walking in darkness that this day should overcome you as a thief. In other words, you're only going to think it's a thief in the night if you're walking in darkness. But if you're walking in the light and you understand the times and the seasons, he says, I don't need to write you about the times and the seasons. That word in Hebrew, every Jewish person would have known it in the first century. It was not winter, summer, spring, or fall. That's not what he was saying. The word is Moedim, and it means appointed feast day. That's what it means. It means I don't have to tell you which feast day the Messiah is going to return on because we all know it. You know it. You've learned it from birth. It is when they coronated all the kings of Israel on Tishrei 1, which is the Feast of Trumpets. Today it's called Rosh Hashanah. So a king can come in to be a king of Israel in February, but he doesn't get crowned until Tishrei 1. And here's what's fascinating, Dave. Even today, secular Jewish people and religious Jewish people alike, they know and believe that the Messiah is going to come back at Rosh Hashanah during the Feast of the Feast of Trumpets. So it's fascinating. We need to learn these things, be ready for these things, and remove, quite frankly, we need to start putting aside the calendar that Rome gave us, as you mentioned, in 325 AD, where they got rid of all of these incredible, amazing things and gave us a different calendar. Quite frankly, I think it was the enemy trying to hide God's calendar so that we wouldn't be ready. But yes, amazing things are happening. We need to get ready and learn these things.
Well, see, and I was praying in the spirit, and I said, you know, we need to get an explanation of why this calendar is all screwed up, and Easter Sunday and Christmas and all this other stuff that we celebrate these things. And Biden celebrates with the Easter Bunny, of course, because that's his mental acuity. the bigger problem, because he is confused and he's blinded. And he's not, you know, I mean, people look at this thing, you know them by their fruits. Yeah. But the thing is that history has been hidden. And these people, if they were to even look in the good book, because I'm sitting here looking at Thessalonians like you brought up, I'm looking at it. See, and when it happens, the trump of the archangel shall sound. And I mean, I get chills running down my spine just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Because it's incredible how it's going to happen. And the dead in Christ shall rise first.
At what sound? The dead in Christ will rise at the sound of the trumpet. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know the feast days of the Lord, you'll never catch what that means. He rises at the sound of the trumpet for a reason, because in biblical context, there is, check this out, this is absolutely incredible. Every Rosh Hashanah, or I should say Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets, when a king was coronated, here's what happened. Every single person bowed their knee at the sight of the king when he came out, and a trumpet blast was blown in Jerusalem. This is why the scriptures say every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Yeshua, in Hebrew, Jesus, is Lord. Because in the ancient Hebrew culture, every time a new king was coronated, you bowed the knee, the trumpet was blown, and everyone declared in unison, this king is Adon, is the Adon, is Adonai, is the Lord of Jerusalem, is the King of Jerusalem. This is the Hebrew culture that we've been missing, and our Bibles will come alive once we learn it. And look, this solar eclipse coming up, it is not coincidence that it comes on Nisan 1. Now, you might say, Jim, what's Nisan 1? Is that a car? No. That's the first day of God's calendar. It's literally a New Year's Day of the religious calendar, and it's the same day, get this, that Nehemiah was released to cleanse Jerusalem. This is when the temple was cleansed in ancient times. This is when Nehemiah started the journey to rebuild the temple. This is all prophetic, and we need to learn it. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Wow. So you can go to Passion for Truth Ministries. We have a link on our email blast that's coming your way, and you can log on to that, and you can, obviously, you're all over YouTube there. PassionForTruth.com is the website for those of you who want to go surfing. Pastor Jim Staley, thanks so much. It's been an enlightening segment here on the show. I wish we had more time because
so much more fun. Let's do it again.
We can really get into it. We will. I appreciate your coming on the show today. God bless you for the work you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Keep the faith, walk in love. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.